So let's talk about lifestyle changes and nutritional supplementation for the adrenals. The first supplement you need is sleep. It's the first thing you need. Get to bed by 10. Go to bed. Adrenals work hardest between 10 and 1 to repair your body. Do not catch your second wind and stay up late. I am so guilty of this myself, but just please don't do that. It's critical for your recovery. The second wind, you get that because it's a shot of adrenaline, and that's more stress on your system. So get to bed. Get at least 8 hours. If you get up at 4 in the morning, dial the clock back. You know, I went through this in the 5 steps of getting rid of anxiety. This was one of the main things I hit was getting to bed. Number one thing, do some low-stress exercise like walking, yoga, tai chi. If you are really adrenal fatigued, you cannot go start running for a marathon or doing bodybuilding. It can create more stress and more difficulty for your endocrine system, your adrenals, to repair. More is not better when it comes to working out when you are under severe adrenal stress. I was working out before I really crashed, and as I started getting closer and closer to crashing, I couldn't work out. I was actually losing strength. I was losing stamina. I couldn't figure it out. All of a sudden, 45 minutes on the treadmill seemed like 4 days, and I'd come off, my legs would be shaking, I was dizzy as I went to the car. It was not good. Do some really nice, relaxing exercises, but still be move around, get going, get your blood flowing, circulation. Yoga is perfect. Tai Chi, Qigong, walking, whatever makes you good and happy. Just don't, not too much, okay? I'd probably be one of the only people to tell you that. Don't work out too hard. Well, if you're under adrenal stress, you can't. It adds the problem. Also, it's very important to replenish the raw materials your body needs to heal itself. The adrenal operates, like I mentioned this earlier, the adrenals operate on minerals, amino acids, and vitamins. Pretty much everyone is depleted, even if you eat right. All of these nutrients are devoid in our sad state of our farming soil today. I mean, they've proven this. A tomato or a cucumber or broccoli, spinach from 2009 is different than it was in 1950. It's because the soil is so depleted, they don't put back the good stuff that's needed. They don't farm the way that people used to farm a long time ago. If you're blessed to live in a nutrient-rich area, man, you're really lucky, but most of us are in a pretty sad state. So you got to put in, you got to rebuild the house. It's like when you're building a building, you cannot build strength on a weak foundation. If you have a building that's got cracked foundation or things weren't poured right or set up right, and then you build this beautiful home on top of it, eventually there's going to be a big problem. You cannot build strength in the body without putting in the fuel to rebuild yourself. There's an old phrase you've probably heard, and it's true. You are what you eat. And when you are in a complete state of adrenal fatigue, or even if you're heading there, and I hope that you're not there, but in case you are, if you're experiencing anxiety, panic, depression, hormonal problems, thyroid, all these things, it can definitely be linked to adrenal fatigue. You might need this adrenal help. I know I did, and I know a lot of people that have, and there's a lot of books about it too and a lot of research you can access with that also. So you got to do that. And there was this short period of time where I really had to load things in and refill my gas tank. I had to pour the nutrients in, and it was difficult because my digestion was compromised, as adrenal people are. You know, we got issues there. The mucosal lining in the intestines gets compromised when the adrenal is weak. I had to really pour it in. I was depleted for years, I'm sure, years and years and years, and I had no clue. In the ebook, Anxiety Therapy, I discuss my protocols, and these might be able to help you get your health back on track. So please refer to the Anxiety Therapy book to get all the specifics of what I did to put the fuel back in my gas tank, because you cannot. Relaxation and eating right will only get you so far with the adrenals. You do have to put nutrients back in so that you can rebuild your body.